This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentarians draw attention in various issues at House of Representatives meeting. Rising temperature affecting normal lives across country. And 40 Indians among 49 people dead in Kuwait block fire. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government towards various contemporary issues. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Parliamentarian Ramkrishna Yadav drew government's attention towards fire incidents in different districts of Tarai Madhes that have resulted in loss of lives and property and also in the distribution of relief materials to the victims. Similarly, Parliamentarian Yogesh Bhattrai asked the government to make arrangement of relief to flood victims, sharing that monsoon-related incidents that have affected lives and property in Taplejung. Furthermore, Bhattrai demanded making the disaster reduction preparedness more effective, arrangement of capable human resources and adequate budget for disaster preparedness and mitigation. Similarly, he also thanked the security personnel for their involvement in the rescue and relief despite limited means and resources. Bhattrai also stressed the need of taking initiative to securing the climate fund. Likewise, Parliamentarian Rishikesh Pokhrel asked the government to ease the process of acquiring national identity card as senior citizens and disabled persons across the country have been facing problems to collect their allowances, adding that the government took this decision without preparedness. The government had made national identity card mandatory for receiving social security allowance. The discussion on the topics related to industry, commerce and supply, land management, cooperative and poverty alleviation, and health and population ministries under the appropriation bill has been going on in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Lawmakers have also appealed that specialized doctors must be appointed in the government hospitals of Madhes province to help decrease the maternal mortality rate until zero. Establishment of at least 3 affordable food shops in every ward of the local level. Meanwhile, lawmakers Dilendra Prasad Badu, Amresh Kumar Singh, Prem Swal, Bina Lama, Rupa Bike, Gyan Bahadur Sahi, Santi Bike and Roshan Karki have appealed for the cost deduction proposal. The discussion regarding the annual policy and program for the fiscal year 2024-25 has started in the Gandaki Province Assembly. At the beginning of today's meeting of the Provincial Assembly, the Chief Minister of the Province, Surendraraj Pandey, presented a proposal. The proposal said that a discussion on the policy and program presented by the Chief of Gandaki Province, Dili Raj Bhatt, should be started on Tuesday. Leader Khagraj Adhikari of CPNUML pointed out that there is no mention of mass media in the government's policy and program. The rising temperature continues to affect normal lives across the country. The temperature of Kathmandu Valley will remain high and will take a few more days for monsoon to arrive. The maximum temperature is likely to stand between 31 and 33 degrees Celsius today. Similarly, the Birgunj Metropolitan City has decided to close schools for 3 days as the excessive heat continues to affect life in the Tarai. Chief Administrative Officer of Birgunj Metropolitan City, Matrika Bhattrai, said that the summer holiday has been extended by 3 days, keeping in mind the children's health since the heat is increasing in the Tarai region, and the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast this trend could increase even for some more days. The Division Road Office Chitwan has said that the 25 areas along the Narayangarh Mungling Road section are at risk of landslides. According to the Division Office Chief Ramesh Prasad Podel, 4 of the areas are classified at high risk and 7 places of low risk. There are higher risk of landslides nearby Mauri Bridge, Namsi Bridge, Kaki Khola and Twin Bridge areas. An estimated cost of ₹520 million will be incurred for landslide control at Namsi, Kaki Khola and Twin Khola along the road. Similarly, roads are required to be maintained at Gaighat Dumre Bridge, Ghumauni, Simultal, Jalbire and 5 Kilo, which are reeling under low risk of landslide. Vehicular movement along the road section had been disrupted for the past couple of years due to repeated incidents of landslide. Chinese Minister of National Religious and Cultural Affairs Administration Cheng Rifeng on Wednesday has visited Lumbini, the birthplace of Buddha. Dr. Larkia Lama, Vice President of Lumbini Development Trust, welcomed the Chinese delegation, including the minister in Lumbini. Minister Chen shared that his visit will help find a way for future collaboration between Lumbini and Chinese sites for the holistic development of the Buddha's birthplace and the exchange of ideas between the two sides. Chinese minister and his team visited Maya Devi Temple, Ashok Pillar, Pushkarani Pond and Shanti Deep, where they also collected information about the places around them. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 40 Indians are among 49 people who have died in a fire at a residential building in the Kuwaiti city of Mangav. Authorities have said that many of the casualties are from southern Indian states of Kerala and Tamil Nadu. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sent his condolences to the victims and their families. Kuwaiti Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Fahad Yusuf Al Sabah accused property owners of greed and said violations of building standards had led to the tragedy. Officials have demanded for DNA test of the remaining bodies as they have been fully burnt in the incident. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has told Hamas that it is time for the haggling to stop after its leaders proposed numerous changes to a plan for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. According to BBC, Blinken told reporters in Doha that some of the changes were workable, but that the U.S. and mediators, Qatar and Egypt, would try to close this deal. Hamas said on Tuesday that it was ready to deal positively with the process, but stressed the need for Israel to agree to a permanent ceasefire and full withdrawal from Gaza. Gaza officials have said that 15,694 children have been killed and 17,000 are without parents after 250 days of Israel's war on Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, WHO chief has also warned of catastrophic hunger in Gaza, with 8,000 children under 5 years old suffering acute malnutrition in the war-torn territory. In the north of Gaza Strip, food shortages have reached a crisis point as most food commodities have run out. Hamas said that it has shown full positivity in efforts to reach a ceasefire agreement with Israel, while U.S. Secretary of State Blinken says some changes to the deal proposed by Hamas are not workable. At least 37,202 people killed and 84,932 wounded in Israel's war on Gaza since October 7. The revised death toll in Israel from Hamas attacks stands at 1,139, with dozens of people still held captive in Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province, also partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province, and also at one or two places of rest of the country. Presently, there is an influence of monsoon system in the eastern part of the country, whereas there is a partial influence of local and westerly winds in rest of the parts, as well as low pressure around area formed in and around Bihar of India. With this, we have almost reached to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentarians draw attention in various issues at House of Representatives meeting. Rising temperature affecting normal lives across country. And 40 Indians among 49 people dead in Kuwait block fire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.